a little water. I didn't bring any food. I've got 3 lemon drops, though.
How long have you been down there?
Since late yesterday morning.
You must be hungry.
I guess so.
Don't you need to pee or anything?
Now that you mentioned it, I realized I hadn't peed once since coming down here.
Not really,
I said.
I'm not eating or drinking much.
Say, Mr. Windupberg, you know what? You might die down there, depending on my mood. I'm the only one who knows you're in there, and I'm the one who hit the rope ladder. Do you realize that? If I just walked away from here, you'd end up dead. You could yell, but no one would hear you. No one would think you were at the bottom of a well. I bet no one would even notice that you were gone. You don't work for any company, and your wife ran away. I suppose someone would notice eventually that you were missing and report it to the police, but you'd be dead by then, and they'd never find your body.
I'm sure you're right. I could die down here, depending on your mood.
How'd you feel about that?
Scared,
I said.
You don't sound scared.
I was still rubbing my cheeks. These were my hands and my cheeks. I couldn't see them in the dark, but they were still here. My body still existed.
That's because it hasn't really sunk in,
I said.
Well, it has with me,
said Mei Kasahara.
I bet it's a lot easier to kill somebody than people think.
Probably depends on the method.
It'd be so easy. I'd just have to leave you there. I wouldn't have to do a thing. Think about it, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. Just imagine how much you'd suffer, dying little by little of hunger and thirst down in the darkness. It wouldn't be easy.
I'm sure you're right, I said.
You don't really believe me, do you, Mr. Wind-Up Bird? You think I couldn't do anything so cruel.
I don't really know, I said. It's not that I believe you could do it or that I believe you couldn't. Anything could happen. The possibility is there. That's what I think.
I'm not talking about possibility,
she said in the coldest tone imaginable.
Hey, I've got an idea. It just occurred to me. You went to all the trouble of climbing down there so you could think? Why don't I fix it so you can concentrate on your thoughts even better?
How can you do that?
I asked.
How? Like this,
she said, closing the open half of the well cover. Now the darkness was total. 10. Mei Kasahara on Death and Evolution. The Thing Made Elsewhere. I was crouching down in total darkness. All I could see was nothingness, and I was part of this nothingness. I closed my eyes and listened to the sound of my heart, to the sound of the blood circulating through my body, to the bellows-like contractions of my lungs, to the slippery undulations of my food-starved gut. In the deep darkness, every movement, every throb was magnified enormously. This was my body, my flesh. But in the darkness, it was all too raw and physical. Soon my conscious mind began to slip away from my physical body. I saw myself as the wind-up bird, flying through the summer sky, alighting on the branch of a huge tree somewhere, winding the world's spring. If there really was no more wind-up bird, someone would have to take on its duties. Someone would have to wind the world's spring in its place. Otherwise, the spring would run down, and the delicate mechanism would grind to a halt. The only one who seemed to have noticed that the wind-up bird was gone, however, was me. I tried my best to imitate the cry of the wind-up bird in the back of my throat. It didn't work. All I could produce was a meaningless, ugly sound, like the rubbing together of 2 meaningless, ugly things. Only the real wind-up bird could make the sound. Only the wind-up bird could wind the world's spring the way it was supposed to be wound. Nonetheless, as a voiceless wind-up bird unable to wind the world's spring, I decided to go flying through the summer sky, which turned out to be fairly easy. Once you were up, all you had to do was flap your wings at the right angle to adjust direction and altitude. My body mastered the art in a moment and